Welcome to
episode 28 of Nothing on the Radio, the first one in like 6 months.
Something like that.
First one of 2021.
Exciting. Welcome, everyone.
Yeah, so heaps has happened the last 6 months or so. Em's just slowly given up on herself. She's just showing me a disgusting bit of skin flaking off her toe going, what should I do with this? Like, I'm going to fucking care or give her an answer.
I also plucked a grey eyebrow hair yesterday, so it's already the worst year of my life.
But as I said to Em, I think it would be quite interesting if she had nothing but grey eyebrows and like a normal coloured hair. Look like some sort of evil Disney villain. But, yeah, it's been a long time for several reasons. Obviously, kids was a big one. But I also had a brain tumour, which probably a lot of people didn't know about. It wasn't cancer, so, you know, back off. Just... A lot of people have been sniffing around my will, but don't worry, there's nothing there anyway. But, yeah, so I had a, just for the, you know, doctors listening along, which is probably no one, but I had a... Acoustic neuroma.
We have some highbrow listeners out there.
Well done.
Some surgeons. They probably put this on during surgery.
I think they were highbrow.
You know, like the classical music that they put on. Oh, yeah. They put on nothing.
Did they say the N-word? Yes.
Yes, they did.
Yes, but he has a very good reason for saying it. He wants to.
Keep listening. It gets better.
Yeah, but acoustic neuroma and it's got cut out. That was in August at some stage and it took a bit of recovery period. I'm now... deaf in my right ear, so not that it'll affect this, I don't think.
I forgot about that, actually.
Yeah, it's, a lot of people do, and they have really good conversations with me on my right side, and I just go, oh, yeah. Actually, that's one thing I've had to be careful of, because I do miss things, especially if there's, like, a lot of background noise, and someone will be, like, talking my right side, and I'll catch, like, every third word, and I'll go, oh, yeah. And sometimes it works, but then sometimes people look at me and I know that the answer of, is not a answer. Like, they'll be like, and I'll go, Wait, what'd you say?
Because they're like, Louis, and they'll be like, are you gay?
I asked you, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's like.
You're up for a threesome, Louis?
That's a question I get asked. Louis, are you gay? Yeah. And people go, knew it. Louis, like a threesome? Yeah. No further discussion. No, he seems up for it. He didn't want to know any details.
Should we modify your earphones? Yeah. You don't really need the right one.
Yeah, I don't think we should just start cutting out the earphones. So.
Has it affected your balance?
Well, yeah. Okay, so what it did, it affected my balance. I did have facial paralysis for a little bit. I didn't realize until like 2 weeks after surgery I was brushing my teeth and I was trying to gargle and water was just falling out one side of my mouth. Yeah, that went away though. It wasn't like my face was droopy. It was like it looked really neutral, but if I went to smile, like one side of my face wouldn't go up. And I was sitting there for like a day and I was like, oh, my eye is so sore. And then I looked in the mirror and it's because I hadn't blinked in like 8 hours. So that was, I had to like blink and then I had to like tape my eye shut every night.
Yeah.
And then every night I would wake up and rip out about 13 eyelashes out of my eye every night. So I had noticeably less eyelashes, which was probably the hardest part to deal with.
Didn't they send you home with like eye drops and stuff?
No, not at the start.
Oh.
It was really, they did not, I was.
They didn't warn you about any of this shit.
Actually, I'm not going to get into like my malpractice
suit. You can just read out your post-surgery care.
But, yeah, no. So, yeah, just get my eyes closed with tape every night. Otherwise, it wouldn't moisten.
Not creepy at all.
No. If an intruder came in, I'd just run out of there with, like, one eye open, one eye taped shut. And I did have balance problems as well when they first got me out of surgery. They're like, let's get you up walking around and see how you do. And I took two steps and just went, and just vomited. Yeah. But that passed. And I'm pretty much back to normal now. But, yeah, so that's why I was off for so long. But I'm pretty much back to normal apart from the hearing. The balance is pretty much good. And moving on, got a pretty wicked scar from it on the back of my head because for some reason when it comes to this surgery, they don't know what a keyhole surgery is. So I literally have like probably a 20-centimeter scar running on the backside behind my right ear.
What about now? Your balance isn't affected.
Not really. It's sort of hard to explain. I mean, no one's going... Louis, can you tell me about your balance issues over the last couple of months? It's a fucking boring conversation.
Sorry.
But I told
him. I mean, you are sitting here looking like the planning tarot piece of it. No one's just mean enough to tell you.
Like the late, oh God, now I feel really bad that I don't know his name. Who was the guy on the wheelchair with the robot?
Because of the brain surgery.
Who was the guy on the wheelchair with the robot voice? Stephen Hawking. That's how I sit now in my chair.
Mm.
I don't think that's very fair. on me or Stephen.
I don't think you should compare yourself to Stephen Hawking at all.
There wasn't too much funny side effects of it, really. Look, one of the first things, which is the first thing on our list, I think, I had to get a haircut when I came out. It was really weird. So they had to obviously shave.
Surely they gave you a haircut to do
this. This is what people were like. So they shave, you know, where the hair off where they need it shaved off, where they need access so they can make the incision and whatever. And people are like, oh, why didn't they just, you know, trim it up around here and tidy it up? And it's like, they're not fucking hairdressers, mate. Mm. Like, and as I said to someone.
Yeah, when I worked at the vet, we would literally just shave around the incision site and then get in trouble for not, like, tidying up the animal. And it's like, we're not, first of all, we're not groomers.
I'm a guy, so obviously it made sense for me to get the haircut and just shave the rest of it so I had, like, short back and sides. But if you're a girl and they shave just enough to the incision and then some bloke goes, I'm going to just give her a number two all the way around. And you walk out going, what the fuck is this? And he goes, oh, I just thought I'd, you know, fix it up for you. You're like, I would have fucking put some hair over. I would have fixed that. Nah, this looks better with a number two all the way around, don't you think? So, yeah, I don't
think. The army recruit look.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it'd be more like the, I don't know, like the militant lesbian look, you know, with like the shaved sides just along the top.
Yeah.
Oh, but if I think I'd go around both sides to even it out. Imagine that. This chick with beautiful hair going, oh, we'll just cut enough and to just make the cut. And then some fucking, I don't know who they are, orderlies. I don't know what the words are. Doctor, orderly. Nurse, whoever does the shaving of the hair. I think I heard it on Scrubs. But imagine you wake and then he goes, you know what? I'm just going to clean this up a little bit. And just like shaved, you know, short back and sides.
Does like a zigzag around to make it cool.
Gelled it up. So like this lady wakes up with like a bloke's haircut and it's like, what the fuck? And it's like, oh, I didn't want to just like leave a little bit. Like, so when people are like, oh, they should have just trimmed it. It's like, yeah, I don't think it's their fucking job though to decide on the sort of haircut I'm going to have after it.
Yeah. It's a whole year at school to become a doctor of how to
hairdressing
school.
All these people coming out after surgery and the barbers and hairdressers going, oh, these fucking doctors. They don't know what they're doing with their hair. They always ruin your hair. Like, they fucking went to school for years. But, look, I did go and get a haircut and it was very soon after. It was probably a week after. I was in hospital for, say, four nights, I think. And I needed a haircut because it looked – I had obviously this big scar which was still inflamed, but it looked – like I'd had just had surgery because of how they'd shaved it. Because I had like full hair, you know, from like, you know, my temple for like 5 centimeters and then a weird shaved out shape. And I'm like, I want to say that the reason I said what I did was because I was still recovering from surgery anesthesia, because I don't know why the fuck I said it.
And from my point of view, as someone that's worked in anesthesia for a long time, I'm going to say it was fully out of your system by then. You can't use it as an excuse, knowing what you said.
Look, my brain was inflamed. I could feel my brain inside my head inflamed. But I went to this barber's and I'd been there a couple of times before and I knew in my head I felt like I looked like a victim and that's what I wanted. And that alone is fine. So I went in there with the plan to be like, look, I just want to look less like a victim. Can you just cut it? You know, I covered up the wound so they weren't looking at this gaping, seeping wound.
How'd you cover it up?
Just with my hand. No. Just put my hand over there. Don't look under there. Why? Oh. No, I put like some like medical tape over it. Really neat and tidy, by the way. It was easier to cover it while my hair was short because the tape would actually stick to my scalp.
Mm.
So I did a really neat and tidy there so they didn't have to like me go in there all like, can you give me a haircut with just like this pussy, oozy wound. Mm. It was neat and tidy. But as I said, it looked like I'd just had brain surgery and that's what I wanted to go. Trim it all, trim match it on the side so it was like, you know, at number one or two, whatever, all the way around. And I knew what I was going to say is like, I just don't want to look like a victim. But when I sat down in the chair, it hurts me to say this. It's one of those things I don't think I'll ever really live down. I said, hey, let's trim this here. We'll go like one on the side. And then I said, I want to look less like a victim and more like a villain. And as soon as I said it, I was like, why the fuck did I tell this lady I wanted to look like a villain? Why did it fucking, the alliteration too, victim to villain? Oh, and as soon as I said it, I was like, oh, why did I say villain? And what? And they cut it, and I just left, and I was like, oh, just fucking hope I die in the car now.
Did they, like, they probably didn't charge you. They're like, oh, it's okay, sweetie.
Oh, this guy's obviously retarded now.
Sounds like something from, like, a midday movie.
Oh, villain. Less like a victim, more like a villain. And I cringed looking back. Almost as bad as when I did that magic trick and the guys didn't want to see it at the pub that time. And I just think back, and I'm like, oh, for the first – I couldn't think about it. When I was trying to tell you the other night, like, just how I couldn't do it. Like, it made me, like, cringe up into a ball.
I want you to walk in there next time wearing a cape.
Oh, like Phantom of the Opera? And they're like, oh, there's that villain. Yeah, you know, that retarded villain. I mean, that villain we're talking about. So you may have heard me say we talked about this the other week. So just a bit of backstory. We actually, just before Christmas, was it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
When we were meant to do recording? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. So we were set up to do a recording. I think it was just before Christmas.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And it was a bit of stuffing around. I think it was my computer. No. So everything, we'd set it all up. It was good to go.
Yeah.
We'd sat down. We'd made a note of things to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Had a drink or two.
Yeah, had a drink or two. Double checked everything. Literally, I put our notes, which
we literally had to dust off the microphone.
Yeah, everything was that old. But we were ready to go. Like, we double checked, we'd done the testing to make sure we're actually recording. I lent our notepad with our notes on it.
Because our whiteboard was covered in, I think, Charlie's scribble.
Yeah, it's too much. Forget about that shit. I lent the notepad against a book and thought, hey, happy days. I turned on my computer literally to hit record, and the book, from the weight of the notepad, fell down and it knocked over my Star Wars tumbler, which had four shots of rum and a can of Coke in it, and the whole thing spilled over my computer. I'm not just talking about, like, oh, a little bit. The entire glass of, say, 400...
Plastic cup.
Plastic cup with C-3PO and R2-D2 on it. Big tumbler. It's the perfect size for getting... Four for alcoholics. And it just went all over it, and it... And I was like, oh, and Em reckons I handled it really bad. She went to grab one of my wife's massage towels. I'm like, no.
Oh, my God, that's right. I'm literally sitting next to a bookshelf. And I'm talking, like, there's probably about 10 beautiful towels here. And I grabbed one straight away and handed it to Louis. He panicked and threw it back at me. He was like, no, they're Megan's massage towels, and ran out of the room. And I was like, we could have had it cleaned up by now.
I'd be great in an emergency situation.
So Megan...
Quick, someone's bleeding. No, yeah. Don't use a...
No, they're the
someone
good,
put
they're
pressure.
They're the 1,000 thread count sheets.
Not those ones. Grab the dog towel. And it stayed on for a little bit, and then...
And I was too scared to laugh for the first 5 minutes. Oh, I was holding it in, and then I took some photos, and then I... Because I always thought you were going to kill me.
Oh, no.
Somehow
so
you worked
stupid.
Out a way
it
to
was lucky
me.
The computer was like 3 years old, otherwise I probably would have been more upset. But then the screen went blue, and it had that sideways frowny face, and I'm like, oh, I've never seen that before.
The computer's like...
Hot tip,
fuck.
If your computer goes to like this old school DOS mode with a frowny face on it...
Sideways too,
yeah,
not even.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, I'm fine.
It's like, kill
yeah.
me.
So, yeah, and then I turned it off and I tried to turn it back on again. We actually had a friend, Joel, he offered to fix it, but it still was playing up, so I just...
Good work, Joel.
I just found someone on Marketplace and bought a computer yesterday, actually, in the heat of the moment.
The heat of the moment.
But, well, it died. It was both our faults. Em wrote the list, which knocked over the book.
Yeah, well.
Which swallowed the fly. Perhaps we'll die.
The horse.
Okay, so apart from obviously me being a villain and having the operation, other things have happened. Yeah. You had sort of teeth work?
Yeah, well, much like your brain surgery, Louis, I had I had a pretty serious operation, I guess you could call it. during the break as well. I had my first ever filling.
Yeah, no, it's very similar actually.
Yeah, very, very similar. Yeah. And I have an immense fear of the dentist. I hadn't been in the dentist in 5 years. I always take really good care of my teeth, which is why it was my first ever filling. So I asked them to numb my mouth.
Completely unnecessary for a filling.
Yep.
That's so unnecessary. Fillings just aren't painful.
Anyway, she was like, yep, sure, whatever. Did it. And then I went home that afternoon and looked after my child as normal. And then
just clean that up, looked after him, but always do, completely normal.
Completely normal. And then my partner came home from work and was like, what's wrong with your face? Basically, something's up here.
It's more fucked up than usual.
Yeah.
His usual question is, what's wrong with your face as you open the door?
Yeah.
But this time he went, no, there's something different.
Yeah. So my lip was huge and there was blood coming out of my mouth. And it turned out that while my lip and my mouth was completely numb, I had like gnawed at the side of my mouth and my lip and like made a huge hole in my mouth.
This is, I know I joked about this with them, but you know when dogs get operations, they put a cone around them.
Yeah.
It's for this reason.
Because
dogs will chew and it, I guess with the blood and the wound.
Yeah, but they chew because it's annoying, not because they can't feel it.
Whatever it is, M chewed, and it's sort of hard to explain. It wasn't just...
I didn't know I was
chewing. It was disgusting. It was like fleshy wound on the side of her mouth.
I think within 2 hours, I'd sent Louis some photos.
And it's just like, are you fucking serious? Like, because it was numb, she chewed it till it was all fucking open.
So I have
wound.
A bad habit of chewing the side of my mouth when I'm anxious. So obviously I'd done that. And I have a friend who's a dentist who straight away I rang and she got me to... Pretty much, I couldn't talk properly. I had to send her through photos that Daniel had to take, like, and he hates blood, so that went well.
She went, what's that, Scoob? Is that like, a Scooby noise? That's pretty good.
I'm just ignoring you.
So, yeah, so M's no smarter than your average dog.
Yeah, pretty much. But I couldn't feel
and
it.
Looks and looks on par.
And so my fear of the dentist had just skyrocketed.
But you can't be... Nope, there's legitimate reasons to be scared of a dentist. Imagine, I hate going to the dentist. Why?
Something bad always happens.
I went to the dentist once and I came home and I found my wife having sex with another bloke. I hate dentists. And you're
but that's a legit. It's still instills the fear of the dentist.
He was fucking balls deep and I fucking hate dentists. What? Excuse me? What's that got to do with the dentist? You know, just every time. You're like, no, that has nothing fucking to do with the dentist.
Fear by association.
Oh, I came home and I bit myself and I started bleeding because of the dentist. No. You can't blame yourself. You can't blame the dentist because you're a fucking idiot. I've missed this. Just going to abuse someone and record it. Really lethargic? No, that's not the right word. Cathartic. Lethargic and cathartic.
Yeah, no, I've really missed it too. I love being abused.
What else? Sorry, guys, if we seem... This is all so new to us because we haven't done this in so long.
Louis, you took Charlie to a new playground a few weeks ago.
Oh, and I fell off one of the play equipment.
Yeah, and I want you to talk me through
this is another one of those situations where you wish the people that were there... like laughed and said something and it'd be heaps less awkward. I've never seen this contraption before. It wasn't.
So you telling me if I made a playground with my child in the future and I see someone, an adult, fall off, you encourage me to laugh?
If you look at them and they're smiling and laughing, then do it too.
But if they're crying.
If they've broken their neck. Don't
there's blood spilling out.
Broken their neck. Then you laugh along with them. It was a really fucking... I've never seen this piece of play equipment before. So it's not like it was something that I'm like, I knew how to handle. It was like...
But it was made for children. Let's...
Oh, it was... I don't know who it was made for. It was a fucking ring, which was about a diameter of, say, let's say a 2 meter ring, right? And it was on a bit of an angle. So you had like, it was, I don't know how to like, imagine... Okay, here, imagine you got Saturn. And you know when you think about the rings of Saturn, how they're sort of an angle? That's sort of how it was. I'm doing hand movements here, which you guys can't see. But just imagine you can see my hands are at an angle. So, but how it worked was that it was on like a rail. So it was like this ring that just spun around. And I saw kids on it and they'd sort of push and then they'd go around. And I said one part was lower than the other part was higher. So I'm trying to convince my son to go on it. I'm like, hey, Charlie, you should have a go on this. It'll be fun. I'll show you. Oh, no, I don't want it. I'm like, come on, mate, it'll be fun. And I sat on it And I pushed it literally like 30 centimeters and I fell off it backwards, like awkwardly. It wasn't like I could fell over because my legs were still on it. I was like on my, I was like turtling a little bit. And I was like, like trying to sort of get, I had to like get my legs off before I could get up. And there was two adults there that saw me do it. Two adults. They both were just like looked at me and then like looked away. Like, oh God.
Did you laugh though?
Oh yeah. I'm like, oh God. And I wish they just laughed at me. And then I could, but then it was just like, it made it so much, it made me feel.
I wish you just started crying.
No, if they had laughed, then it's like, oh, it's a funny situation. I don't want people to feel sorry for me because I fell 30 centimeters off play equipment.
Then you would be a victim, not a villain.
Oh, I'm a villain. Oh, I'm a victim. I don't know what's going on. Oh. But, yeah, so.
Did Charlie laugh?
No, no one laughed. And I, Megan didn't even see me. I'm like, Megan, I just fell off that equipment over there. And she's like, oh, God, I wish I saw that. No one saw me. No one, if I wish, you'll know this. If you do something embarrassing, it's better that people can laugh with you. You're laughing and it be, rather than people going, oh, that poor man. Especially if I had my scars visible. Oh, that poor man with a scar on his head. I'm always so self-conscious about it as well.
Which like, one? The one wearing the cape? Yes. That's the one.
The one with that Phantom of the Opera mask covering half his face. That's been launching around the playground and fell off.
I think his cape got caught in the rings.
They sort of treated me like, have you seen that What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yo, that's the most depressing movie in the world.
It is pretty bad. But there's Leonardo DiCaprio plays a, I guess, I don't even know what. He plays it very well. He has a kid with some sort of, like disability, autism. I don't know what it is. I know I bring it up, but I don't want to be treated like Artie in What's Eating Gilbert Grape, like I'm some sort of fucking invalid. No one laughs at him. Everyone's just like scared he's going to do something stupid.
Everyone thought that Megan was your carer.
Exactly. Oh, he's fallen down again.
Admittedly, she probably
is. There an adult around that can help this man? Pants fell off too. Oh, my pants fell down. But no, I'm all right. So if it... If you were the ones that saw me, I'm fine. And please, next time, laugh along.
If you're the ones that saw me.
Let's talk. Kate, I can barely fucking read your writing. Cage wands? What is a cage wand?
Cage wounds? Cage wands.
Cage, that, ugh, fuck. I'm trying to read Em's writing.
What's that about that, Louis pretending?
Here's something. That's what I've already fucking talked about that. Okay. Old Hitler lady. Charlie. Oh, why did we? Oh, that's right. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
So Charlie, as kids do, they copy things that you say now and again. And it's sort of weird. They pick and choose. Like sometimes it's completely harmless. You'll say something like, hey, mate. And then Charlie go, hey, mate. And you laugh.
Well, I wanted to ask actually when I have to stop swearing around my baby.
Now? Because you don't know. Mm. I think I've talked about this before when I was in the car and I said, fuck me. And Charlie was young and he went, fuck me. And it's like, oh, God. So, but once again, you don't know when they're going to copy you. So, actually, a friend of the show who we tried to get on, but he was gone somewhere, Jared Clifford, he cleaned. So, we had a party the other day and he went into the toilet and Charlie was there, had finished doing a poo. And Charlie's went, oh, I've finished. I need my bum wiped. And Jared's like, oh, okay, well, I'll help this. And Jared said, looked in the potty. And
Jared stepped up.
Yeah, and the potty was filled half the brim with liquid shit. So, and I walked in and it stunk. And he's like, man, and he, and then he's like, I don't, it was fucking full. And he didn't know how to empty it because it was too, either way, it was good on him for doing it. Like, and it, but it stunk. And
go
I was,
Jared.
And I was retelling this story with Charlie in the room. And I went, it was half filled with liquid shit. And Charlie went, liquid shit. I'm like, why out of everything? Do you want to repeat that? And you sort of laughed. You're like, no, don't say that, don't say that. But the other day, we said something, something Hitler. And yeah. Charlie went, Hitler. And I'm like,
This is when we're in the lounge room.
Yeah. And it's like, oh. And you.
I think Megan was like, oh, great. Now I was going to go to daycare, walking around going, Hitler.
And I feel like that'd be harder because, I mean, if your child goes to daycare and goes, fuck, shit, I'm sure they've dealt with that. I'm sure that every week a child says swears and they've got to say, ah, oh, we don't say that.
But rarely do white supremacy kids.
Yeah. Imagine if Charlie, I don't know how you'd handle it. Like, but like Hitler, imagine if he said Hitler did nothing wrong. Imagine if a 3.5-year-old daycare went, Hitler did nothing wrong, and you'd be like, oh, what do we do here?
This incident report or?
Well, what do you do? Yeah, do you like, oh, we wrote this down and then I have to sign off. Charlie said Hitler did nothing wrong. And I go, huh. Imagine, oh, Charlie's got some crazy ideas. Oh, that kid has some wild ideas about the Holocaust. What? None of mine. They're all his own thoughts.
But like, Charlie, we know I'm in a reading lately.
Look, I got him Minecraft, right? Minecraft, but I didn't. I got him a lot of books. I also got him the Spot books. So you don't hear him talking about Spot.
The Boy in the Striped Pajamas once.
And he said, has this happened? And I went, that's up to you to decide.
Come to your own conclusions, Charlie.
Do you go, I mean, if a kid says fuck, you're not going to call, you know, is it DOCS or is it Department of Community Services? I don't know. Who take, just say they're still DOCS. Whatever the government agency look after shit kids. I'm assuming it's DOCS.
You say shit kids.
I didn't. Rule takes, no, it's not shit kids. It's shit parents.
Yeah, but, exactly.
I mean, if you say fuck at daycare, no one's calling DOCS, right? No one's going to go, this kid said fuck. And they could say every day, no one's calling DOCS. I reckon if Charlie once said Hitler did nothing wrong, I reckon they're going, we better call DOCS.
Hmm.
Imagine going, imagine DOCS coming to your door and you're like, no, 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 it's just a funny joke.
Yeah.
It's a funny joke.
I'm here.
Hitler did
nothing. I'll put my podcast on.
And you'll understand.
Explain everything.
And I hear the first episode, like, yeah, that didn't clear anything up. We're going to take the child. Liquid shit. Charlie, no. Hitler. So just be careful. As I said, I think I'd prefer Charlie to just, you know, go into daycare and just scream off like the worst swear words.
Yeah.
Maybe not the N-word. Oh, that'd be the worst, the N-word.
Well, you're dropping that all the time.
Oh, well, imagine.
See, and that's the thing. You're like, I use it in context. And
yes.
He's not going to do so.
And I don't think daycare would listen to my argument.
No.
I don't get a lot of
it's
people.
It's taken about a year for me to get my head around your argument, so.
Imagine him going to daycare going, not. Hitler nigger, and them going, oh, and them God, going.
You've done it again?
Yeah, but I'm trying. It's a fucking story.
I know. I still.
Oh, God, we're being flagged.
I'm trying.
No, but it's a story. If he went into daycare, because I can't go, Hitler N-word, because then they're going, is Charlie saying N-word or the N-word?
Mm.
If he was saying that, yeah, DOCS, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And would Doc sit there and I go, look, let me play my podcast to explain the whole context thing. I also think rape is funny.
I've been accused of joking about rape
but
by many women many times.
No, actually, I don't.
I'll give you their numbers.
No, actually. Well, it's funny we talk about this. We've had this discussion before, but I think it's the same thing with everything, whether it's the N-word, whether it's what? What, is there a child at the door?
Yeah, there is.
Which child was it?
It's still there.
Charlie, you can't be in here. You'll learn naughty words. So Charlie is literally at the gate laughing at us. So yeah. We'll try to remain.
So if he thinks we're funny.
We'll try not to swear just for the moment. I've completely lost my train of thought. Oh.
Thank you. I know you're going to talk about it. I'm not sure if we can.
Folks, we're just going to pause this for 2 seconds. Hold on 1 second. Megan! I don't want to pause this because I'm running a new program.
Ah!
Megan, Charlie's going to listen to us talk about RAPE and domestic violence. Megan!
I'm just trying to change Ruby's bum.
Ah, always the excuse. Can never look after Charlie because she's looking after the other kid.
Look,
okay.
Megan, it was your choice to have two children.
Okay, so, yeah, so Docs will be coming.
Yeah,
Docs.
Anyway, if anyone wants to sponsor us, because it's getting
There will be a legal battle soon. So when I talk about joking about, like, I've had these discussions before joking about rape. It's about anything. It's all about, like, the context of the joke. It's about the joke itself as well, because there's joking about victims, there's joking about perpetrators, there's joking about the irony of maybe what rapists think and how their minds work and stuff like that. I think some are funny, I think some are crude, I think some are just wrong, but I bring this up because probably about 6 months ago, I was accused of...
raping someone. Sorry.
Oh, I just got dizzy then because I don't think my brain, even for a second, knew that was going to come out.
Sorry.
Oh, No. Jesus Christ. I was, let's, I was not accused. That is a, fuck.
We can cut that.
All right, yeah, we'll just cut that. I just told you how I don't even want to stop this with Charlie listening because I'm not confident about starting again. Oh, God. Okay, so I was accused about joking about domestic violence. And it was weird. I was out for my brother's 30th and we'd been to a couple of places and we're sitting down at one of the bars we're at. And a girl that was with her, which I've met a few times, and we've always been friendly, a friend of my brother's. We're sitting there with my wife at the table and a few other guys, a couple of girls, I think. She said, oh, Louis, I just want to say to you, something along these lines, I just want to say I didn't appreciate you making a joke about domestic violence before. And I went, wait, what are you talking about? She goes, I don't want to go into it, which... She fucking chose the wrong person to not go into it because I'm not going to fucking...
I'm going to bring it up, but okay. Then...
You may as well say, Louis, I didn't like you raping that person because I'm going to fucking defend myself, you know? Like, I don't want to go any further, but you shouldn't rape and I think you raped. And I'm like, well, no, I fucking... So, yeah, and I went, whoa. No. I want to clear this up because I don't even know what you're talking about. And she went, back at the other bar, you'd made a joke about domestic violence. I went, what joke about domestic violence? No, and she goes... Well, you said that your wife was redundant. And I went, well, that's... I was angry for two reasons. First off, she doesn't understand the basic structure of a joke, which that's more offensive than anything because the actual joke that was made was my brother was talking about getting a redundancy from his job and how you can get quite large payouts from certain companies. And my wife went, oh, I wish I was redundant. And I went, Megan, you've been redundant for years. Now,
sorry, Megan.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, it wasn't like a joke. Yeah. But the thing is, the joke wasn't about domestic violence. I would have been happier if she said I perpetrated domestic violence because that's closer. Because me saying she's redundant, she can say you're an asshole before. I'd be like, yeah, I was just joking around. Everyone knows it was a joke. But that wasn't a joke about domestic violence. And as I said, I think I got more annoyed because I was like, if. There's plenty of bad jokes about domestic violence, you know, black eye, what's that? This is a joke about domestic violence. Yeah. What do you tell a woman with two black eyes? Nothing. She's already been told twice. Mm-hmm. That is a joke about domestic violence. That's a joke. And it's literally about a woman being knocked around by, I guess, her partner.
Yeah.
Me
and it's not funny.
Yeah, and you look, I'm not going to lie, I would have told that joke when I was younger, but I don't think it's funny now. And it's one of those things, as we grow, we learn, we change, and we realise things, you know, we shouldn't do. But that is a joke about domestic violence. Me calling my wife a fucking idiot, which I haven't done, but that is not a joke about domestic violence. As I said, you could
calling her no use to anyone.
Yeah, that's still not a joke about domestic violence. As I said, what she's actually saying is I committed domestic violence, which... As I said, I'm not sure if I was more annoyed about the claim that I was committing domestic violence or that she didn't understand how a joke worked.
Yeah.
Have you ever been knocked around, Em?
Was all this leading to that?
No, okay, so...
Do you know how many times when you're pregnant... Well, no, you wouldn't.
What?
When you're pregnant.
Yeah.
When you're in the public system, you get asked about domestic violence. Like, there are so many avenues, there are so many advantages you have to tell someone that you're getting... Like, the amount of times I got asked pretty much is Dan, like, abusing
really?
Me. So many.
Just, like, ask it while you're in there sort of thing?
Yeah, every single time I went for an appointment with a doctor, a midwife, a nurse, an obstetrician, everyone, they'd have to ask you the question, are you safe at home?
Oh, really?
Every single time. And I gave you plenty of opportunities for you to say, yeah.
Yeah, it's so, I know this is a bit different, but we had that same sort of question when I was trying to get on a bank account with Megan. I'm not even joking. We
had the call. Did they ever ask you?
Were no.
You
being... Yeah, I know, and which is weird as well. But it was Megan's account and she had set up a new account. And
I guess that you could be like...
Financial abuse.
Set up the account.
Yeah. And it was like, and they're like, we have to ask these questions, but are you happy for him to have access to this account? If you're, and it was something along the lines of like, if you are being forced into this situation, you can let us know. And I was like right there. It wasn't like the way they did it seemed funny because obviously if I'm right there, I don't think we're going to go, yes. And I'm going to go, what?
That's why they would say it when
Dan went to the toilet.
Yeah.
Dan, can you please go to the toilet?
They'd also, because a lot of the times I'd have someone with me at my appointment, my stepmom, like someone, a friend or something like that, they'd also follow it up with a phone call.
Yeah, right.
It was yeah, and it makes me realize how many more cases that this is getting too real. Can we move on to something funny?
Well, this is really funny. That joke about the two black eyes, gold. You know, there is someone.
I've never been abused. I don't think anyone would dare.
But you know, it is. You did bring up a funny thing about, like, because I know blokes get abused as well. Mm. But I guess, look, I think the big thing is with abuse, and don't get me wrong, like domestic abuse on either partner, whatever's wrong, it's the damage a guy can do when it comes to, don't get me wrong, like whether it's a woman, you know, physical abuse, verbal abuse, financial abuse, which I guess is, you know, stopping
fun. There was an ad on TV the other day about elderly abuse, and I've never seen that before. I've never even thought about it.
Elderly abuse my stepdad a few times.
No, but elderly financial abuse, sorry.
About, oh, really? About like your parents spending your inheritance.
Yeah. What the fuck?
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Not like they don't need a new bathroom. I'm going to need to pay off my house.
Is that what they're talking about?
No. They're talking about like, oh, like, I think they're talking about like your elderly people, their family taking advantage of them. Like,
yeah, right. Yeah, I'll do that eventually.
Yeah.
Well, eventually I'll want to get some money out of Mum and Romo. So, you know, treat them nice for a while and you get in on their will and stuff like that.
Grandparents being like, oh, my daughter said that if I didn't transfer the money, I couldn't see my grandkids again and stuff like that.
Oh. That's given me a really good idea.
Yeah, write that down.
Just start at $50 and then slowly work your way up until it's like a weekly allowance.
Yeah.
Would you like to see him this week? You know, it's $1,000.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was a really funny talk about domestic abuse and rape as well, which is good.
We should probably give out some kind of hotline number if you're being.
I only know 131-888, which I think is a Domino's number. I think it's Kids Helpline.
Sure, I'm sure they could help.
Lifeline. There's lots of.
Lifeline.
Hey guys,
000.
If you know, if you're in trouble, just give me a call.
Louis's number is
my number.
Day or night, somewhere. Day or night.
What do we got here?
I still don't know what I wrote there. Cage wounds.
Cage wands. Cage wounds. Old lady phone down. What?
Yeah, it was when you're in the hospital and that old lady.
Oh, holy shit!
This could probably take up the rest of the show. I want everyone to share
my fucking anger here. This is a pure rant. I had just had brain surgery.
I know what the other thing was now. Yeah.
Just tell me so we remember.
The wounds on your head from...
Oh, the cage wounds.
It was cage wounds.
Okay, so we'll talk about this old lady. So my operation was like 8 hours on my brain. Like, it was fucking serious. And I came out and I was fucking dizzy and I couldn't hear and I was fucking tired. Because... Not only do you have the anesthesia.
You're asleep for 8 hours, mate.
What's wrong? Get back to work. Oh, sleepy Eddie. You're being all asleep. I was fucked because not only have I, you know, had, you know, surgery, it's brain surgery. And anything with your brain, it just fucks you up. I had a lot of, what's that tiredness that's more than tiredness? It's fatigue. But I'm lying in this fucking hospital bed.
Should we talk about my 39-hour labor?
Oh, yeah, but that's just like a couple of days' work. We've already talked about M's labor. Look at this. You had it bad, but I also had it bad. I think we're doing this before.
They cut you from one hole to the next to pull out a human.
So your surgery was worse than mine.
No, just talk about your fucking cage wounds.
Piece of shit. Okay, so woke up, fucked, whatever. But yes, I suddenly had two fucking holes on my head and one in the back of my head. And they didn't tell me this, and I had a fucking cage on my head for 8 hours. And I woke up, I was like, I thought there was like glue on my head, two dots on my forehead, really fucking obvious. And it was like, oh, yeah, that's where they put the cage around your head so you didn't move when you were on the operation.
I find it so strange I didn't.
Oh, don't even get me started. So I had, and I think they've gone down now, I fucking hope. Well, everyone's just been really quiet about these two dots on my head. But I had two wounds on my head, a forehead, and one on the back of my head, which is still a bit, I've still got a bit of balding there. So I wouldn't, I guess, roll around like a fucking one of those bobblehead dolls during the operation. And they go, oh, no, he's dead. So I woke up. That was very unpleasant. Oh, you know what's also unpleasant? A catheter, which I didn't know. So up your pee hole. So if you pee, you don't really pee. It goes into a bag.
Mm.
And I woke up with really bad pain because they had a term for it. But when I was lying for 8 hours in one position on my left arm. And it's sort of hard. They sort of try to put you in position, but they can't always tell, because usually if you're conscious, you will roll out of an uncomfortable position. Because I was unconscious completely and under anesthetic, they couldn't tell. And I woke up, and when the blood started going to my arm again properly, the pain was the worst thing I've ever felt. I don't know why, but I was like telling him 10 out of 10 pain, 10 out of 10 pain. It was like fiery, achy pain. It was so bad. And I actually said to him, "Oh, I think I'm going to piss the bed." And they went, "It's okay, you've got a catheter in." And I'm like, "Oh, excuse me? I never fucking had a catheter." They didn't tell me, which was another story altogether. But they go up your pee hole, and it's a really weird sensation where you're like, "I've got to pee," and you sort of pee, and it just goes, "Oh," and it's dumb, not. It goes out, you don't need to pee anymore. The nurse, when she was taking it out, say 48 hours later, I'm like, "Does this hurt?" And she went, "No." I went, "Okay." Mm. It hot tip, it fucking hurts.
Yeah.
And it's a big bulb thing that pulls out your dick hole, and you're like, "Oh!"
Yeah, they just tell you it doesn't hurt.
But I'm not a fucking child. Just go, "Mate, it's going to be very uncomfortable for about 3 seconds."
Mine fell out like 3 times when I was in hospital. No, I actually said to the
nurse. What does
that say about you? No. I didn't even think of that. I just pushed out a fucking baby.
What, out your pee hole?
Well,
you know what? There was one of those, you know, remember that body show? It was like
Embarrassing Bodies.
There was one where a couple, they had been together. They were old. They were in like their 60s or whatever. Been together since, you know, 40 years, whatever. And they had only ever had sex with a pee hole because they fucked it up. And they were they like, "Oh, we can't have children." Well, not now you can't because you're in your 60s. But it's because.
You can't even fit it in there.
I'm not fucking.
That's not. No.
He had small penis, large pee hole. Urethra? Is it called urethra in ladies as well? He was having sex with her pee hole.
No.
And eventually, I think she enjoyed it. She says that, but I don't think he was. I know everyone's listening to this going, bullshit. No. It was on one of those shows. If you look up intercourse with urethra, you're going to find some terrible videos. You're going to be like, "Louis, why did you say this?" But if there was a literal, I'm sure it was Embarrassing Bodies or something like that, and it happened.
Ew.
Yeah, and not very pleasant.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, but catheter is bad. But I woke up, okay. So I'm fucked, right? Brain surgery. Fucking tired, sore,
much like a filling.
Dizzy. Fucked like a filling. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like I'd had 2 fillings. Oh, it's like I'd given birth to 10 babies because giving birth isn't as bad as this. How does that feel? You fucking asshole. I think apparently guys would handle giving Bark birth off. Very well. It was done. There was a science thing done. There was an experiment done where they asked a bunch of guys, "How do you think you'd handle it?" They all went, "Fine." And they went, "Probably would then."
Someone's in a journal. Publish it.
Get it to the press. Guys handle pregnancy fine, as they determined from just asking him. So I was in bed and there was this old lady opposite me. And she hadn't had surgery. I know this because they fucking talked all the time. She was actually waiting on surgery, but they couldn't have it there and they had to do something at another hospital. So she was just lying in bed. She was like 80 years old. She had a phone on full fucking bore.
Surely she's passed it by now.
What's that?
80 years old.
Yeah, oh, she must be dead now.
Just let it go.
I mean, if she had died, honestly, I'll say this. If she had have died while I was there and her phone was taken away with the body, I would have been like, "Thank God." I know that sounds horrible. Her phone was on full fucking ball and people would just ring fucking whenever. 6 a.m. and she's doing a piss and it's just like, and the worst thing was she had it set up.
That like Nokia.
Whatever. No, it was, I can't remember the exact tone right now, but the worst thing is it was a tone that was recognizable, but also she had it set up. So I was like, "Frank." You know how some old people have it set up and you're just like,
I haven't heard that in years.
Someone's trying. Yeah, so.
That was ironic.
So, and it was on full ball and she could be in the toilet, whatever. But it was like people would ring her like 6 a.m, 8:39, whatever the fucking time was though. It was just, and I was getting so fucking angry. And I was like, whatever her name was, Maud. I said, could you please turn that down?
You know, my dad wanted to call me Maud.
Really? Yeah. You look like a Maud.
Thank you.
I didn't mean that as a compliment. But I said to the nurse, I said to Maud or whatever, fucking, can you please turn that down? It is so loud. I wanted to tell her, shut the fuck. I was so fucking angry. And you don't, this was a neuro ward. Everyone was going through this.
Was there two other people in the room?
There was three other people in the room. What? There was me,
was there
her.
Only four people.
Sorry, me, her, and two other people. So, and when the nurse came in, she's like, can you help me to the nurse? And the nurse, who was young enough, just turned down the volume on the side. And I wanted to go, oh, that's just going to fucking turn down a YouTube video fucking volume. It's not going to. And I'm like, oh, whatever. And then she had a fucking voice. She had a video call while she was in there. And as I was saying to the fucking nurse when I was having a big old fucking whinge about it days later, when you have visitors into hospital, when people visit physically come in, I think they have an idea of how they read the room. And if everyone's quiet and sleeping, they talk like this. And they sit close and everyone talks like this. When you video call, it's like, hey, morning. She talked to her grandson for fucking 20 minutes and it was because her grandson and they were having a baby. I could – like there was
– they were literally having a baby.
No. and they were videoing it. Look, yeah. Hot tip, you know what I didn't give – there was a whole fucking list of things I didn't give a fuck about when I was recovering. One of them was this fucking lady's grandson's baby. If she was younger, I would have just yelled out, hey, Maud, shut the fuck up. No one wants to hear it. Eventually she left and then another lady got put in and she was fucking just as bad.
She left us here on earth or she?
She was just a talker. And then she had low blood pressure, so there was 18 nurses and doctors in there and she just started talking about injuries she had when she was like 18. She would have been in her 50s. But 4 o'clock in the morning, they're getting her obs doing like a blood pressure and temperature and whatever the fuck they do.
What about the other two people? Are they just minding their own business?
Oh, there was a lady there that was really messed up and then I think the other one moved a couple of times. I don't know because you know what? We were fucking normal people. We just keep it to ourselves.
Were they getting as pissed off as you? Is what I mean?
I don't know because we're all fucking recovering from brain injuries. No one's going to – I'm not pulling the curtain back going, hey, about more over here. My face all droopy and I'm like –
but I could just imagine you like seething. Like you could literally see.
The only person I could really see was the lady who – because this – Maud and this other fucking talker was directly opposite me. There was a lady who was diagonally opposite me and she was going through fucking bad stuff. She was not like – I didn't really hear her talk. And so she – and that's like – it wasn't just me. Like it was just not the fucking place for it. And then the next lady was a talker, but at 4 o'clock in the morning, she was getting obs done. And I wake up to her going, yeah, I was using the pillow, but I didn't find it very comfortable. So I put the pillow down here and I put it under my. And I just went, and it's like, fuck. And I eventually, when I was fucking writing my fucking
the worst patient
14 page report about why I didn't like the hospital.
Oh, can you read it?
No, I didn't. I did have to tell people because I was fucking so annoyed. I was like, hoi, nurses, just fucking tell them at 4 a.m, not time for a chat.
You would have complained too.
Oh, not on the spot, I didn't. But no. Later on, there was a whole bunch of things that fucking happened. Yeah. But I feel like.
Are you good now? This is like a therapy session for you.
You, honestly, if you had have been there, if you had have seen the state. Oh, God damn it, this thing keeps falling. If you had have seen the state I was in.
Yeah.
Plus the people that were in my room and how poorly nurses.
How long were you there for?
Oh, it was like 3 nights, 4 days, and they forgot about me. And then like
they forgot about you
because I was like, they were like, "Lou, you're going to be here for 3 or 4 nights." And I think it was the third night, but it was weird because it was like I had the operation on a Thursday. Physio saw me Friday, then no one saw me over the weekend. So there was Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. So Thursday, Friday, 4 nights. Monday, I'm like, hey, want to go home? And by this stage, I was walking on my own, you know, going to the toilet on my own, you know, wipe my bum on my own. I had asked the nurse to do it for several times when they knew you want my bum? Mr. Riley, I know you can do this. But
liquid shit.
Liquid shit? Oh, don't. Hitler? No, so, but then the fucking whatever the doctor who does the rounds in the morning came and talked to me, and I swear to fucking God, the worst thing about hospitals is almost like the quieter you are, they're like, yeah, he's all right, we're just fucking worried. On the Monday, 4 nights in there, hey, I want to go home. Yep, no worries, mate, we'll get you home the next few days. Few days? What the fuck are you talking about? I have been walking and wiping my own ass for like 3 days. But this is now just getting me complaining about the hospital, so I'll say it. I don't know if we're going to lose people in this episode or people will be like, fuck it, Lou, we had it really tough. While we're on the, we're talking about, you know, healthcare and whatnot, let's talk about you taking a bunch of sleeping pills instead of Nurofen.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I think I've, like, blocked it out of my mind. I don't even know why I was taking Nurofen. Oh, it was my, because of my mouth.
Addiction. it was Nurofen plus codeine, made me feel good.
No, it was because of my mouth, because I ate my face. And I was taking, like, Nurofen and Panadol, like, every 4 or 6 hours for, like, a week or two because, like, my face was, like, felt like it was going to fall off.
And, guys, you might think she really, it was a wound. Like, when you think about the inside of her mouth, think about, what would you say, about a centimetre and a half sort of hole?
Yeah, like, they were going to stitch it up.
Yeah, it was bad. And it looked, because of the gum area? Yeah. It was zombie-ish.
I can post pictures if you want. Like, just slide in my DMs and I'll...
Yeah, if someone happily, really wants... I don't think anyone's going to be asking. I'll
happily
but.
Share it. I want everyone... I would just ask people, do you want to see a picture? And 99% of people said no, and I showed them anyway.
So. And then showed them a picture of your vagina?
Oh, not that one.
Silly me.
That's my other gaping wound.
Fuck.
Sorry. No, so I was taking heaps of Nurofen and Panadol, and I was taking 3 Nurofen and 3 Panadol because I think that's what they recommend. And I took 3 Panadol and what I thought was 3 Nurofen, and then like half an hour to 45 minutes later, I was like, fuck, I'm tired. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday afternoon.
It's really hit me today.
I was having people over that night. And I was like, fuck, I am tired. And I said to Daniel, I think I'm just going to have a little nap, like a half hour nap. And he's like, your eyes are like, fucked. They're really red. I was like crying. I was like, what is wrong with me? I'm going to have a little lay down. I felt like I was going to fall over because I was so fucking tired. And turns out that I went back and checked the basket of drugs that I have, because I'm sure we all have a drug basket.
Yeah, but I usually read the drugs before I take them.
Yeah, I have a habit of like taking them out of the box and then just, you know, that silver packet, just like throwing that back in the basket.
I think what M does is she pops all the pills out into just a bowl. So yeah. Just a bowl.
It's like a lucky dip.
Like an M&M bowl and just like grabs a bunch and goes, like fingers crossed. Munching on them.
Nom, nom, nom.
Oh, no. That was dog medicine.
And yeah, it turns out I took, which they're called rest of it or something. And I only ever take half or a quarter of a one to fall asleep because
And what do you do with the rest of it?
up the bunghole. No.
No, that was just, wasn't it called rest of it? Fuck.
I'm pretty sure you made that joke last
time. No, I've never fucking heard that before.
Somebody else has made that joke.
And you fucking missed it. Keep going. Fuck, don't worry about puns. So, anyway. Okay, you take half a pill usually, did you say?
Like max half a pill.
Yeah.
Like, and that will help me sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was needing it because I would go to bed of a night time and my mouth was throbbing that bad.
Ah, yeah, yeah, you couldn't sleep.
I couldn't sleep. So I had them out.
And you had the cone on so you weren't chewing on the wounds.
The cone, I had mittens on so I couldn't like scratch at it.
Had mouth guards in so like teeth could, bottom and top mouth guard. Good night, Daniel.
I had my tongue like lassoed. Anyway.
I had my tongue pulled out and stapled to my cheek so I couldn't lick things.
Anyway, turns out I'd taken 3 of these tablets, which I only ever take half of, which knocks me out. So, yeah, I just slept for like 14 hours straight and still felt like I'd been hit by a bus afterwards.
Oh, my God. That almost needs to be like a medical case that they look at. Like, that's the sort of thing where you're like, oh, God, mum's, you know, dementia's bad. She took 3 sleeping pills instead of Nurofen and she didn't know and I don't know why.
Like, I should be a case study.
Yeah, and like what happened and like – But it's so – that's fucking terrifying.
Like I felt – so Daniel and I have been together, 5 and a bit years, and I think I've fallen asleep in front of the TV like 2 or 3 times in our whole relationship. I do not fall asleep in front of the TV. Like he does it every single night.
Simon, you fell asleep in front of the fridge. And I've only fallen asleep standing in front of the fridge like 4 times.
And I fell asleep that afternoon at like 4:30 in the afternoon on the ground – like on the ground in the lounge room, just lying on the ground. And that is like unheard of for me. I have to be in a bed, dark room, my pillow, like everything has to be perfect and literally just lying on the ground. I think I just passed out actually. Couldn't even call it sleep. It was literally just a pass out.
This is...
So just...
Just don't have any more children.
Imagine if he was away for work like he is sometimes. I would have been fucked. I would have to call someone.
I hope
not
you've
you,
changed.
But someone.
Should I call Louis?
No, I'd rather risk it.
He's got some strange ideas and he'll say some things in front of Ray that I'll have to discuss later with docs. Let's talk about one last thing, actually, before we finish up. I don't know how this episode's gone. It's been me just like releasing like a lot of anger and stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to sleep a lot better tonight.
Yeah. Well, I've got something I have I can taken help you 14. With that. I usually take 8 of these and I took 10 and I was like, so I took some ice just to level out, but I was just like angry, tired, lashing out.
We've all been there.
Okay, let's talk about it's happened on Facebook. So this is a crazy story. So Em knows all about it, but she can sit here and listen to it and she can
pretend like
she
I don't.
She can prod me with the questions that maybe I don't answer. So I used to be in the car industry. If people put cars for sale on Facebook Marketplace and they come across my feed because it might be my local buy, swap and sell page I'm part of, whatever. If it stands out, if it stands out as something interesting, I might click on it. Usually because the price, I'll look at like, oh, that doesn't seem right. Like,
so you're not looking for a car. You're just there.
No,
just there to fuck shit up.
No. I will just be like, oh, Jesus, what are they fucking thinking? Like,
yeah.
You know, I like if someone's asking, you know, I mean, there are funny things to say, but like, if someone's put 10 grand on a car that's not worth it, you go, 10 grand, you got two of them? Or, oh, you got 5 grand in the glove box there.
You just want to
No, I don't. I generally don't. I just look, I'm just for curiosity's sake. You know when you drive past
someone. You just want to make yourself angry.
Yeah, I know. I do this. I love having fights on. It gets the heart going. Gets my left arm tingling. So. And I said, usually it's like to look and go, oh, this person's fucking crazy. And like you might share it with someone who knows and whatever. But this lady was selling this, oh, God, I don't want to get into too much details. She was selling a BMW that was 10 years old. It was manual. It was diesel. It had done 290,000 kilometers. Now, that alone makes it a fucking hard car to sell. Like that is a fucking problem. And the price, I'm looking going, fuck, that seems fucking expensive. And I did some research because I've got lots of things to do. And I'm like, oh, that's worth fucking seven at best. But even then.
Like you have two children. Like,
yeah, I know. But they were, I'd locked them away. And I'm like, it was all just purely, but she also did a big sob story about how she had cancer and she couldn't have the car anymore and blah, blah, blah. And she needed an automatic. And it rubbed me the wrong way for several reasons. Look. It's terrible to go through poor health. It's bad to have bad health, whether it's cancer, whether it's fucking...
A filling.
Two fillings.
That's a tough time.
It's bad. Now, but what when it starts to rub me the wrong way, your car is worth what your car's worth. Doesn't matter whether you got cancer or not. To say, my father passed away from cancer and I had to sell his car. At no fucking point did I go, my dad died from cancer. Can I have more money for this car, please? It's fucking wrong to do. It's wrong to guilt people into doing it. At that point, I saw it and I was like, whatever. Didn't say anything. Just thought that was crazy. And then not long after, I saw the same car from the same person and it was up for a raffle. And I was like, oh, I can't remember how I came across it. And I was like, that's a bit strange. Maybe that's actually a nice thought. She's just going to raffle it off and sell this instead of selling it because it would be hard to sell. No. So what she was actually doing was raffling off her car. There was 800 tickets at $30 a ticket. And the big spiel was, oh, I'm going to give $12,000 to a couple of charities and blah, blah, blah. But then she was having arguments with people left, right, and center about this because – what was happening is at the same time, she was, if she sold all tickets, because the only way that this would go ahead and the charities would get more money is if she sold all 800 tickets, which is a big ask for a 10-year-old car anyway. But also, she, the website she was using, excuse me. The website she was using needed, for that size of the raffle was going to take $2,000. But then... $10,000 was going into her pocket.
So and how much money would...
$24,000 would have been made if all 800 tickets were sold.
Uh-huh.
$12,000 going to charity, $2,000 to the website who runs it. They just a set fee per ticket or whatever. And $10,000 would have gone into her pocket. And I was like, holy shit. This doesn't seem fucking right. Mainly because also she didn't tell anyone about the kilometres of the car in the raffle, and how registration was going to get transferred, because that would be another like $350, $400.
Why would you buy tickets in a raffle knowing nothing about the prize?
Because I guess when it's coming from her and her big sob story, there was a lot of people defending her no matter what she did.
And you could be inheriting debt.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's another thing you can be. But for them, yeah, that's crazy as well. But there was a whole bunch of things wrong about it. And I still think it was illegal what she was doing. When you look at the raffle thing, laws about raffles, she was trying to say she was doing it right. But there was a whole bunch of people who were like, for her, regardless of what people were saying back there, like, you don't know what she's
been through. You sent it to me, and I reckon 90% of the comments were for her.
Yeah, and I was just...
And I found that strange.
Yeah, I was like, oh. And I think is it didn't... Where I can't remember how I found it, but I was like, I'm going to leave it. But then... She posted it. And I, you know why? Because I'm like,
I'm going to leave it.
I was like, I'm going to leave this because I don't want to start a fight with someone with cancer, because it's a fucking fight I can't win. And I know that people come out of the woodwork to defend it no matter what. But then it
I would have said, I'll have you back, but then not.
No. Louis, say whatever you want and I'll defend you. And then you come in going, he also thinks Hitler did nothing wrong. But then it came across my feed. More naturally, I can't remember how I said, but it was like
organically.
It was in one of my groups I'm part of, or something like that. And I knew everything, and I was like, okay, I've got to say something. And I was very calm. I was like, hey,
caught in sick to work that day.
I had 17 drafts done, but I finalized what I was going to say. No, but I was like, okay, she had written on there in the car and the posting, because it was almost still like a car for sale, and it said 2,900 kilometres.
Mm.
And I said, wow, those Ks are crazy low. Is that definitely correct? And she went, no, it's 290,000 Ks. It's been serviced every 10,000 Ks. Money going to charity, blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, yeah, that's great. It's probably – I was very, like, very neutral. I said, it's probably a great car. I think it might be a nice gesture to put the kilometres on there just so people know what they'd be getting into if they won, because I think there'd be some people out there who may not want to take on a 10-year-old BMW with that sort of kilometres. And then someone came forward immediately and was like, if you read the story, you'll see you might get a better understanding. And I was like,
that's got nothing to do with the amount of Ks.
And I was like, yep, I've read it. I said, it's really sad. And I said, but I'd hate to think if someone bought a ticket who had their own financial and health concerns, and then when they won, they realised that they're getting a car with this sort of kilometres, it's going to cost them money to transfer it, blah, blah, blah. I said, I feel like they should know what they're getting into. And then it's none of your business. It went back and forth. And I was like, and I just went, look, I'm not going to argue about this. Good luck selling all your tickets so the charities can get their money, because that was a big thing. Unless she sold all 800 tickets, the charities weren't going to get a cent. And I said, good luck doing that. I said, I hope whoever wins is happy with the car regardless of the kilometres and the age. Holy shit, fuck. If I bought a $30 raffle ticket for a BMW and they drove up my driveway with a 10-year-old BMW with 290,000 fucking kilometres
on it. So how's it
going? You just wait. And then the last thing was, and I said, and I hope that whatever car you get with your $10,000 from the raffle will be more suitable for your needs. I know that was why I posted. There was no lies in it. So
Very diplomatic of you.
But I wanted people to know that
I'm a nice guy.
I wanted people to know that before they fucking buy a ticket, that she wasn't some fucking, you know, it made
saint.
The saint that was just giving away her car, and that's how the raffle was written and how she discussed it. She never discussed this extra money. You can only find it in certain places when she spoke to people. And then anyone who asked, you got blown up. And I said that, and then she's like, and then there's a couple little more comments. I just explained how stamp duty worked. That was it. Never called her any names, was just questioning the raffle.
Someone asked you why you were joking about domestic violence.
Someone said, hey, Louis, is he a rapist? We don't know. Does he like Hitler? Maybe. No. So I'm like, whatever, forget about it. She rang my work and said,
oh my God, I forgot about that.
She rang my place of business saying that she had been on Facebook.
Well, that's your fault for putting it on Facebook.
That's your fault for having a conversation on Facebook about something.
You shouldn't have social media.
You should just have a book. You just have a journal and you write in that. That's much safer for everybody. Those crazy psychopath journals. Nothing's written in the lines. It's all over the place. Stabbed at.
I bought Daniel a journal for Christmas.
Oh, that's something. Has he written in it? Oh, yeah. So you can read it.
I made him.
Oh, I'm going to talk about that in a fucking second, making someone write in a journal. But, yeah, so she rang my work. She was pretending to be someone who was, that's air quotes, I'm this girl's friend and I wanted
to. You're still doing air quotes.
I wanted to let you know that one of your employees, blah, blah. She said this all to the receptionist, but it never got to the boss because she hung up before I got through. But that's one of my more recent Facebook fights. That's hectic.
No, so you tell more about that, the work thing. Like she pretended to be.
Oh, but that was it. It ended very quickly. But yeah. That's how crazy it was. She pretended to be someone else. Oh, I'm someone who knows her. I'm friends with her. And I wanted to talk to one of your employees who's having an argument, something like that. I've got the second hand.
So pretty much what she was trying to do was to
get
have
me.
Your work call you in and be like, what the hell?
She wanted me fired.
Yeah, she was ripping. I'm saying.
Guarantee it.
Which I found like.
And then look, if it.
But your work is smarter than that.
Well, no, in the end, she hung up before the boss could take the call.
Yeah, but even if that's the case, like
I know, what do you do?
Your place of employment aren't going to
go. And I think
would look at that and go, well, that's like,
but
you
I
haven't
also,
done anything wrong.
I also screenshotted the whole conversation.
Exactly.
So I could be like, look, here's what I wrote. I didn't write anything untruthful. And you know, as I said
to people.
You
didn't go on there and go, how good's cancer?
Yeah, I didn't go, oh, fuck off here. Fuck off, your cancer riddle slut. And then you'd be like, holy fuck, this guy's a fucking arsehole. I didn't. I was like, oh, fucking, I've got to do this because that's who I am. But I know eventually the raffle was taken down. She tried to claim something about it wasn't, the tickets were selling too slowly and she had to sell the car, blah, blah, blah.
Did people get their money back?
Yeah. People were questioning that.
Is it like one of those GoFundMe things?
No, it's a website called Sticky Tickets or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And
they sell like tickets to concerts and stuff.
Yeah. That's what it's generally for, I think. I think that's also why it was
that's
so
how
weird.
They do heaps of stuff on Nui.
Yeah. And then she claimed something about she had to do it because she couldn't take the time anymore, which I think she would have been. There was several people saying that I've made the I don't know who you'd talk to about that.
Like the fair trades.
Fair trading or whatever, yeah. Because there's all heaps of rules about raffles. Several people had said, I've contacted fair trading, so I think that's what's happened and they've made her take it down. Mm-hmm. There was people even who were friends who were like going, careful, I got fined because of something like this. And she's like, I've checked, it's all fine. But, yeah, it was taken down and then later she posted a photo with her in a Range Rover. So I don't have a lot of sympathy for the whole situation, but just know I'm not a monster, but you can't use your fucking health to guilt someone and even worse, try to make out people like you're doing some sort of grand gesture for charity when you're actually pocketing $10,000.
Yeah.
It's a funny story.
Which the car wasn't. Yeah.
It's a real funny story to end on. But I think we will talk about, look, we've probably gone into that. We're over an hour now.
Yeah.
I don't know how funny this episode was.
You guys are loving it though.
Hopefully it was one of those episodes that made you think about not listening anymore.
About life.
But I think we will talk about next week about how you forced Daniel to write in a journal.
Yeah, I did.
That feels like abuse.
It's a 5-year journal too.
Oh.
It's a big commitment.
It's not even. Daniel, you need to fill this out every day for 5 years. Yeah, you know what? If me and Cameron went, Louis, here's a journal. Can you fill this every day for 5 years? I'd be like, yeah, sure. We're not going to be fucking together because I'm going to divorce you tomorrow. But I'm sure I'll do that. And every day it's going to say, Megan's a cunt. Every day for 5 years.
Joke's on him because we're not married. So.
Joke's on him because I don't want to get married. I just want to. What do you think he's going to write there? Emily was more beautiful than before. Emily was more beautiful than yesterday.
No,
for 5 years. He gets
it. No, okay. We'll talk about it later because there is a story behind it.
There is a story behind it. I'm very controlling and I like to read his thoughts.
Do you want to talk about it now or later?
We'll talk about it later and I'll see how funny it is if we talk about it next time.
Okay, we'll shut the fuck up then.
Well, that's a bit rude. You shouldn't talk to me like that on here.
Fuck you, Louis.
So we shouldn't. Oh,
don't touch me.
Touch Em's feet. But look, we'll. There's a few things we need to talk about next week.
I'm going
to
pee out my V. Can we wrap this up?
Fuck. Sorry for the huge delay, guys. We will catch up again sometime. We say sometime soon, but fuck knows. Probably about the same time as we get our theme music that we're talking about
and merch
and t-shirts. It'll happen. Probably won't. See what
Please.
Happens.
We're going to start a raffle, like a. Through Sticky Tickets. So,
I'm going to raffle off a night with me. But I'll need $10,000. Imagine that. I'm going to be given 12,000 charity.
800 tickets, $30 each.
And you get to spend a night with me and 12,000 going to charity. And not, to, I mean, 10,000 will go in my pocket, but what's that when you're giving to charity? That was her argument. Ooh.
Anyway.
I'm just angry just thinking about it. Righto, guys. Well, hope you all had a terrible 2020 as much as everyone else. Yep. Hopefully 2021's a bit better. And we'll catch up again sometime soon.
See yous.